Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Corey Heppola here, 840. Mike Max in for me, 9 to noon here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. We're getting a little preview of the remix, Mike Max. So, Maxie, tonight, the first match between the Wolves and Warriors since the big trade for D'Angelo Russell, where they sent Andrew Wiggins out to Golden State, and that's tonight.
Yeah, and I see Russell is listed as questionable still with a quad or something, and he gave him a rest day on Saturday, so I don't know that he's a definite to go tonight. But, yeah, and that's something that day that Kevin Durant, in one instant hurts his knee, they lose the series, and Golden State's never been the same since, you know. And, of course, Klay Thompson got hurt again before this season. Durant forced a trade to Brooklyn, and they still got Curry. And Wiggins, they tell me, has become a better player because he gets more opportunities because of what Curry does for him, drawing, and they say he's been better defensively. I visit with Andrew's father often, Mitch, who played in the NBA for a number of years, and his mother was an Olympic sprinter, so he's got very good genes going into his life. But he seemed to really be enjoying it the last time I talked to him, which was early in the season out there at Golden State. But they too have kind of struggled to find themselves ever since. So, you know, I don't know who the Wolves are going to offer up tonight to play, but if Russell plays, they might have an outside chance. They beat New Orleans, and obviously the NBA is, you know, Corey, is just all over the map right now, and so all teams are kind of out of sorts. But boy, Friday night, I mean, they just gave Trae Young whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted it, and they went right. He went right by him with their backs to him sometimes. So it's really hard to get encouraged about this team with or without Towns right now.
Yeah, and I know the big word coming out of Friday night's loss was effort. There was a lack of effort, and Ryan Saunders talked about that. And Saturday seemed to be much better, but I'm with you. And do we, until this team has Cat, and that's the other thing too. Karl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell, they've only played like five games together total.
They barely know each other. Yeah. I mean, it's just uncanny the way that last year he traded here and they played one game together, and then the injury, then COVID hit. And then this year, you're right. They've hardly played together, but the thing that was very disturbing, and you just said that word effort, there's just no excuse for a bunch of guys that are trying to prove that they belong in the NBA to not have great effort, and they didn't have it on Friday night. Now, like I said, obviously New Orleans is at an even worse time. They got Van Gundy down there coaching, and they can't play defense. You know, he can't get them to play defense, and so it's not just the Timberwolves, but there have been some tough, tough spurts when you watch them play where they just get blown out.
Yeah. Is there any update on Cat, by the way? Is it still kind of like a day-to-day thing?
I can't remember now because I can't remember what the rules each league is now for the COVID, how long you have to sit.
Yeah.
21 days in the Big Ten, five straight tests in the NFL. If you test negative five straight days, you get to play. To be honest with you, I can't even remember what the rules are in the NBA. So I just assume it was 14 days, but I don't know.
Yeah, and it's getting close to that, too. It must be around 10 or something like that. And then real quick, I mean, the Wild lose last night, but this has just a different feel for this team with Kaprizov and the energy that he's infused into that franchise.
Yeah, and last night, Brent Burns, who was here for – he was a character when he was a little bit. He was just a young kid then, and then he grows a beard in San Jose, goes to the playoffs. He had just a phenomenal goal last night to win it. I mean, you wonder why these guys get paid. That he went, there were four guys that were trying to drape on him, and he scored. And you go, whoa, I guess that's why you play in the NHL and you get big contracts. But he had the deciding goal last night, late in the third period. But, yeah, Kirill and Zach Parise had a beautiful goal to start it. And if they can get Cam Talbot back and healthy, you know, yeah, like you said, right now we're just looking for anything good, and they've been the best we've got around here, and go for basketball, I guess, to an extent, too.
Yeah, and that was a bummer on Saturday, losing to Maryland at home. Just did not play.
Yeah, that was another just a clunker of a game. Maryland really defended them well, and Minnesota didn't have an answer.
Yeah. Maxi, 9 to noon. We'll keep it listening. Thank you, man.
You bet.
All right, 8:44. I'm very excited about our next guest, Billy Gardell. Okay, he was a star of Mike and Molly. He's the star of Bob Hart's Abishola here on CBS. He got his start, and this is just like, he's a comedian, he's a stand-up comedian, but he's also obviously an actor too. But the way he got his start is so cool, and it's a story that can inspire, I think, a lot of people to chase after your dreams. We're going to talk with him coming up next, but that's after we take a look at your weather and your traffic. That's first.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.